And good morning. Welcome into In Focus, News Radio KMAN. I'm Brandon Peoples, and a busy show lined up for you today. Coming up this hour, somewhere around 9:20, we'll have Jamie Ramsey, director of the Riley County Senior Service Center. Crystal Malchos from Pottawatomie County. She's the HR director and public information officer around 9:30, a little after that maybe. And then Deb Watkins from the T. Russell Rides Animal Shelter will join us at the end of the program around 9:45. Leading off, though, will be John Jobe, Riley County Extension 4-H agent, joining us on the program this morning. Good morning, John.
Hey, good morning. Happy to be here in voice, not in person.
Yeah, it seems like it's a common theme these days.
You betcha, it really is.
Well, I know things have been on hold for a little while for 4-H. What's the latest updates you have for us?
Yeah, so, you know, first and foremost, obviously, we cannot gather in person and have not been allowed to do so since March. But for the most part, it's really been business as usual. A lot of our clubs have chosen to meet digitally these last few months. Many of our listeners are familiar with things like Zoom conferencing or FaceTime. So it's been interesting to see how clubs have kind of turned around and continue to gather in digital spaces. You know, definitely as a 4-H and extension professional, lots of online meetings and gatherings that way. So, you know, just doing things a little bit different, but keeping on into the summer months.
Yeah, I know it's got to be challenging times for a lot of these kids wanting to, you know, work on projects and get things ready. Unfortunately, at this point, we don't really know if we're going to even have a fair at this point because,
you know, obviously, fair has come up so many times in the last month. And one of the things that we're encouraging, especially our 4-H'ers and our families, is, you know, continue working on projects, especially as school has just gotten out in the last couple of days. Continue to put those efforts in, not knowing what that fair season will look like. At the top of our priority list is obviously keeping our people safe as well as people in the public. So we're working with local municipalities and government to make sure that we are following both state and county orders on what it can look like. But again, the one thing I'm telling our families is in some way, shape, or form, we will have a showcase opportunity for those 4-H'ers. Just not sure what that's going to look like at this point, if it's going to look more like a normal summer fair or if it's gonna be something on its own. So I would just say stay tuned. Hopefully in the coming month we can have a little more information. One thing you, Brandon, you and I were talking about, or you had messaged me about, for some of the online opportunities for youth this summer, one of which is an event that is typically held at Kansas State University for teenagers called Discovery Days. And that is something that is being transition into an online format. So if you have listeners out there that maybe have a young person, a teen that's looking to dive into something pretty engaging this summer, I would say follow us on our Riley County Extension Facebook page and keep your eye open for information about Discovery Days 2020. So it should be a cool event.
Yeah, it looks pretty cool. And, you know, this is probably a great opportunity for, you know, folks if they want to learn more about 4-H, why not? I mean, this school's out. I mean,
well, and I will also give a plug out for my co-conspirators, the agents in our office. Is everybody has done such a tremendous job at kind of turning over and creating opportunities for digital education for people across the county. So again, if you're listening and, you know, you may have an interest in Greg Eystone and what he does with horticulture, you may have some interest in what Megan Doherty, our FAST agent, is doing. I say jump on our Facebook page, check out some of those the videos that are on there, but also check out some of the educational opportunities for both adults and youth that are posted on that site.
I know since we last talked, there was a Grogreen Match Day. How well did 4-H fare in that?
Yeah, absolutely tremendous. I won't give a dollar amount shout out here, but what I will say is for the times that we live in, I just didn't know how that would go. You know, I know some people are down on their luck without work. And I just didn't know how Grogreen 2020 will go, but it was an absolutely tremendous event. I can't remember the final number. I believe it was around a million, maybe more, that they ended up raising. So people really showed up to support not only Riley County 4-H, but all the entities that were involved with Grove Green. So absolutely tremendous event. Shows a lot of love in our community and a lot of support in the Riley County community.
Absolutely. Yeah. And it looks like I'm just looking here. The 4-H Foundation got $8,465. So that's pretty,
there you go,
pretty neat. And, you know, yeah, you're right. About $900,000 raised for so many agencies. And that's going to be a big deal because, you know, with you guys missing out on that garage sale, which I know I think is going to be held later this year, that's one of your biggest fundraisers.
Well, and, you know, I feel like every time I come on, hey, man, I'm talking about the garage sale. But stay tuned. We will be back in October. It is one of our biggest fundraisers for those Citizenship Washington focus 4-H'ers. But the good news is we go every 3 years, so there will be other sales that we can draw some funds from. So not a total loss. And again, we'll be back at it in October. So,
and you guys are probably glad that trip's not happening this year, huh?
Oh, could you imagine? Oh. They definitely have called off all that kind of stuff.
Right. Well, it's interesting to, you know, see all the things people are doing. You know, I was looking at some elementary schools doing some sharing of different projects. And are you guys doing something similar like that on your Facebook page?
So we have, and we will continue, especially into the summer months. We really wanted to give a lot of our families a breather as school is finishing up. But we will be doing not only some educational videos, but some challenge videos. We did a builder's challenge in early April, where students of all different ages could use creations around their household or items around their household to put together kind of a mini world is what they did. And then they were able to win some prizes through our office. So we will continue to do some of those things. And again, during these times where everything really is in digital format, just again, follow us on that Riley County Extension Facebook page for that kind of stuff. But we encourage anybody, you know, especially during the summer months when I think students and parents are going to be really looking for things to do for their kids that can't, you know, go to a swimming pool or can't go to any type of other interactions with other young people. So,
and as far as getting information, you know, for signing up, has a deadline passed for signups for 4-H this year?
So the short answer is no. There really is no deadline. The deadline really revolves around fair participation. So that is a May 1 deadline, and that's to enroll if you are going to participate in that summer fair. But anybody can get involved at any time with our local 4-H program. We have lots of wonderful clubs across the county. I would just say if someone's interested, contact me personally. You can call me 785-537-6350 or email me at jahjobe@ksu.edu and I can get you plugged in. Brandon, probably the other thing to mention is that I don't know the status of full contact, but we will, as an office, an extension office, be back in our offices starting this next Monday. So I think for the ease of the public contacting us, probably via phone to start with until we know more about what our office situation is going to look like. They can call us in the Riley County Extension office.
Okay, great. And you know, it's being involved in 4-H. This might be a good time for you to advocate for any family out there maybe looking to get their kids involved and because they're stuck at home and maybe needing some activities. What would you
needing something to do? Absolutely. And obviously, that is what we are about. We are about experiential learning, hands-on learning. Obviously, during these times, that's something that would take place within the home. They probably would not be doing that with other 4-H'ers, but it is a great time to dive in, to meet new people, to get involved with lots of different projects. We always say that we have projects for about everybody. It's not just for people wanting to raise livestock. So, yeah, if you're looking for something to do this summer, get involved with us. Like I said, you can contact me personally, and I can get you plugged in.
All right. I think Dave might have a question here. He's putting his headphones on.
I don't have a question. Okay, maybe I do. How is life adjusting to being a new father?
Oh.
Congratulations, by the way, from all of us here.
I appreciate that. Thank you. Definitely interesting times to be bringing a young one into the world, but it's awesome nonetheless.
Well, we're excited for you, and saw that the other day. I'm like going, yes!
Well, thank you. And
is that baby going to be in 4-H before age 3?
I'll bring him into the office.
Okay. Will that baby be in 4-H before the age 7?
We'll work on lowering that age, Dave.
There you go. All right. I'm sure it'll be fully indoctrinated in all the 4-H's.
He doesn't have a choice.
I have high expectations.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that.
You bet. Take care.
All right. Well, John, anything else here before we let you go?
Well, Brandon, the only thing I almost thought about leading in with this, I just wanted to, I know that Dave did such an amazing job at memorializing him, but I just did want to give a quick shout out and just say we're thinking of the family of Richard Pitt. You know, Richard was such a tremendous youth development advocate and loved our local community. I had the absolute pleasure of working with him and collaborating with him on a number of projects over the years, and just a tremendous loss for the Riley County community. But he definitely was one of the best youth development individuals I've ever seen. So, thinking of him and the family.
Yeah, absolutely. I didn't get a chance to know him, but Dave shared some great words on I think it was Monday, and fantastic tribute. Well, John, we sure appreciate the time here this morning, and we'll talk to you again soon.
Hey, I appreciate it. Thank you, guys. We'll talk soon.
All right. Stay tuned. More In Focus continues after this. We'll get an update from the Riley County Senior Center next.